This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Josh Shooter, and it is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham is joining us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello. Wednesday is my favorite day of the week, and this Wednesday after Pride here in LA, I'm survived. I don't know how.
No,
still have a little pride left in me.
have a little. You thrived, Donnie, not survived. Did you go out and about in your tight pants, shaking your bottom up and down West Hollywood?
Yes, every day. It was fabulous. And the parade was lovely just to see. It is one of those moments that, like, it truly is just magical. Yes,
magical.
The show on TV is a little sensationalized. And
right.
It's like crazy.
Well, they show all the racy stuff on TV, but it's actually just a lovely community. One year I ended up in a red shoe in the Pride Festival. I was working for Paris Hilton. I was the lead, Paris Hilton was the mayor, the grand marshal of gay Pride. And so I went with her to Pride. I put her in a shoe. And really thought I'd say goodbye. She said, get in the shoe. I'll send you a picture. It's me in Paris in a red shoe. Going down West Hollywood, throwing glitter at people. I know. And I kept trying to hide because I didn't want to be in the pictures. But alas, there I am. I'll post a picture on Instagram. Happy Pride. Let's jump in to the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time
tea
and
time.
It's a lot of tea today. So Harry, yesterday, was in London. He arrived at London's High Court and he has accused the Mirror Group of hacking his phone for information. So what he's claiming here is that there are 33 stories that he has found that the Mirror Group published, and he's saying that they got all the information for those stories from illegal places. Attorneys for the company are pushing back, saying, no, these were actually sources, several of which were even within the royal household. So that's going to certainly explode over the next couple of days. Let me give you some of the big takeaways. Harry is blasting the damaging rumour that his dad is not Prince Charles. So there was a story that his dad was James Hewitt, a gentleman, an officer, who Princess Diana was very, very close to. And he said, that story had such a damaging effect on me. It was hurtful, it was mean, it was cruel. And he said, quote, I was left questioning the motives behind the story. Were these newspapers trying to put doubt into the public's mind so they could oust me from the royal family? It was only many years later that Harry actually figured out that Princess Diana didn't meet Hewitt until after he was born. So it couldn't possibly have been his dad. Very, very hurtful story, Donnie.
Yeah, it's also like, why would they say this? Because that is truly something that could affect his entire life. It just makes him feel bad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, why would you want to go your whole life and who you thought was your dad? Turns out it wasn't, but it turns out it was all just one giant lie. It's like some things don't need to be said.
They don't need to be said, but it's said for a reason. And I think we saw that in America with the birther movement that said that Barack Obama was not a legitimate president because he wasn't born in America. All that is lies. He was born in America. But what it does is it delegitimizes Harry. So they're saying the only reason you're a prince is because your father was the Prince of Wales at the time. Well, if he ain't your father, then you are not a prince. So it was a really cruel, cruel rumour to start. But that isn't where it ended. We've got like many, many more examples. Harry told the court that he was ashamed of catching the, quote, kissing disease. In 2002, he said he caught mono, M-O-N-O, which is the kissing disease. I did not know that, Donny. Have you ever had the mono? I'm sure you have.
I did have the mono. I've had the mono.
Of course you did. What is it? Did you get a cough, a tickle in your throat?
It's
what
just
is
like
it?
A sore throat. It's really nothing crazy. It's just like a sore throat, and it takes like a week to go away. It's truly nothing. I feel like everyone's gotten it in their life at some point or another.
Well, I certainly haven't. I don't like that suggestion at all.
I got mine first time in high school.
I Listerine my throat every day to keep my vocal cords in tip-top shape. I've never had the mono, and I don't actually remember Harry having the mono, but what we think about it doesn't matter. He said it was awful, it was deeply shameful, and he said he wasn't sure how anybody outside of his immediate family knew about this. And he went on to say the whole school knew about it because it was splashed on the cover of the tabloids. And he said it made him a laughingstock and it made him miserable. And he was teased about it endlessly. He also added that all this media was very destructive in his childhood. He said, and it broke my heart. This is when I think he got really emotional. He said, quote, I was a child. I was at school, and these articles were incredibly invasive. Every single time one of these articles was written about me, it would impact my life and the people around me. He explained how lots of people around him didn't want to be part of his world anymore. Friends didn't want to be friends with him, particularly after a story came out about him using drugs. Who wants to be associated with that? He also said not only did people not want to be friends with him, but he did not want to be friends with anybody because he didn't know who he could trust. Can you imagine being that famous that when stories leak, you look around, who told the press? Awful.
It's very sad, too. And we forget that a lot of these stories did happen when Harry was just a child.
A child.
And I think there's a lot of things that we agree on, Rob, but the most important one is that you leave children out of it when it comes to tabloids, when it comes to stories. Children are off limits because they're too young to defend themselves. They're too young to realize that it's one big machine and like not everything's completely true. And so I think for him, it's like it can have lasting effects. And I think that's part of what he's trying to get out there and say is
that's
like,
the anger.
This has emotionally messed me up for a long
time. Messed him up. He's saying that it really messed him up. Even his relationship with his brother William eroded long before Meghan. Now Harry is saying the mistrust between the brothers actually was sowed back in 2003 when a story was published saying that the brothers would meet with Princess Diana's former butler, somebody who they had publicly accused of betraying their mother. It's true. They did have a meeting and very few people knew about it. And William thought Harry leaked it. Harry thought William leaked it. Oof. It's a mess, isn't it? What's going to happen here, though? And this is ultimately in a court. So it's not your feelings. Feelings are very important. But Harry, somebody has to prove that these stories were obtained illegally. It is not illegal for me to write a story about you, Donny, if sources tell me that. Mm-hmm. You might be the source. A friend might be the source. Your sister, your mom might be a source. That is not illegal. That is called reporting. What is illegal is if I hack your phone, if I hack your email. And Harry, at the moment, hasn't been able to prove that. So it's very, very difficult here. I'm fascinated by all the new information, but I think this is going to be really, really hard to prove, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Harry is blasting the dangerous rumours that Prince Charles was not his real dad. Do you think Harry should be compensated for these lies? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donny, what are you working on?
Taylor Swift, she is shaking off her relationship with Matt Healy. They have 10... appear to be over. The two of them only lasted a month, but now sources are coming out saying she was just letting off steam after her breakup with Joe Alwyn, which makes sense. Like, come on. What do you think she was doing? This was very quick after she broke up with Joe Alwyn. She just needed to have some companionship. And we don't even really know what they were doing. They could have been hanging out. They were in the recording studio. We think they know what, because they're adults.
No, but I think we know.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No!
Everybody need, you know the old saying, to get over somebody, you need to get under somebody. That's what are you doing?
Spoken like someone with experience, Donny. I think this is just the fun. It's a summer fling. They're both so busy. I think with Taylor, we really want her to find love. It's like Jennifer Aniston. We just want these people to find love more than they probably actually want to find it themselves. They're perfectly happy, having great dates, great romance. I hope they're having a lot of kissy-kissy time too. This was a summer fling. No more. Insiders are saying, don't expect Taylor to write any songs about it. She didn't get her heart broken. She'd just come out of a 6-year relationship. We thought she was going to get engaged to Joe Alwyn. She didn't. And I think she met Matty, had a little bit of fun. It's not going anywhere. It's all going to be fine. Okay, moving along. Drew Barrymore is clarifying some controversial comments about her mommy, saying, quote, "I never said I wished my mother was dead." Ooh. Ah. So Drew is saying she never wished her mother, Jade, was dead. After her comments about the relationship with her mom were misconstrued. So she took to Instagram to say, "I have been vulnerable and I tried to figure out a very difficult, painful relationship with my mom while admitting it was difficult to do it while a parent was still alive." So she did an interview with New York Magazine and she said her words are being twisted. She was talking about her mom, a very complicated relationship with her mother. And she was saying how she was almost jealous of friends whose parents had passed, which allowed them to really dig deep into that relationship. What she said, though, was the following, quote, "All their moms are gone and my mom's not. And I'm like, well, I don't have that luxury, but I cannot wait." She sort of said it.
She said it in a roundabout way. I mean, I get it. It's a terrible thing to come out. And then all the headlines are, Drew Barrymore wants her mom dead. Wishes her mom was dead. That sounds a little harsher than what she said. But sweetie, you said it.
You did say it. And we know she said it because later in the interview, she expressed remorse for saying it. She sort of tried to backtrack in the interview. Celebrities, Drew, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. We record you when we interview you. And we don't do it to be shady. This is not a Prince Harry hacking situation. I put my recorder on the desk in front of your nose. And you see me hit record. And I even say, I'll start recording now. And if you want to go off the record, tell me and I'll hit pause. And then we can chat and then we'll go back on the record. They've got this on tape. So Drew, be careful, because New York Magazine, they're no fools. They could release the audio and then she's really sunk. Because you do sort of say that you cannot wait for your mother to die. I can't believe I'm saying it.
But it's one of the things, like, Drew, look, we know you have had a tricky relationship with your mom. And we know there's no love lost there. You come out and you say, look, I said something really flippant and really off the cuff and it was personal. Was it the wrong thing to say? Yes. Do I truly believe that sometimes? Yes, but I shouldn't have said it.
That's how to deal with it. Yeah, that's how to. I regret saying it was a mistake. I shouldn't have said. But saying your words are twisted. I mean, Drew, you're blaming the magazine for what you said. But you said it. You did. It's like these people who are on video. I didn't say that. I've got the tape. I've seen you on it.
Back it up.
Roll the tape. And then they still say, that's fake. That tape's not real. What? I know. Okay, moving along. Our girl, Jennifer. Jennifer is showing off a new do, Jennifer Aniston.
She looks beautiful. She's always been beautiful. But she's been praised for showing off her gorgeous gray hair.
Oh,
She was talking about her hair care brand, of course.
Yes.
Lola V. Well done.
Getting paid a fortune.
Hello. She's getting that money. So she posted a photo, and she has natural silver strands. And people went on to praise her, saying, well done for allowing gray to come through.
Well done.
So nice to see. And she's obviously still gorgeous. Well done. It's not because, well, you know, you have billions of dollars.
Right.
You can sleep well at night, and you can afford the best face cream and the best conditioner. But well done, sweetie. Refreshing.
What's going to happen when you get gray, Tony? Will you be reaching for the Just for Men?
Oh.
Or will you be a natural Cruella de Vil?
I know. Well, hopefully it doesn't happen anytime soon, but I think I might embrace it.
I've started to go gray on the sides.
Yeah.
By my ears. I like it. I do. I like it. I mean, it'd be easy to get rid of it, but I'm not going to. I sort of like it. And I like Anderson Cooper. I like the Andy Cohen. I think that salt and pepper is quite sexy. And on my sexy face, how could it not be? I know. I know that's what you're all thinking. Naughties. No, I embrace it. But you are right. We're getting a little bit too excited here for somebody that's just acknowledging that they're growing older like the rest of us. Like, I think we don't want Jennifer to ever age. It's like we want her to be Rachel forever. And when she looks, I mean, she looks still incredible.
Beautiful.
She has like two grey hairs. And I think it's not coincident. She's selling her hair care stuff. So she's got us all talking about her hair. It's genius marketing. She looks incredible. And we didn't catch her, let me just point out here, at Starbucks with grey hair picking her nose. She's got a full face of makeup on.
Yeah.
No, she's got a soft light.
Photo.
Oh, she's very well lit. It's a soft ring light. She looks gorgeous, Jennifer. Congratulations, people are saying. I know, like she cured cancer. I love it, though. I do love it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Ron Shooter with Donnie Meacham. Hey, Donnie, let's go to the polls. Da, da, da.
Da, da, da.
Yesterday, we talked about Little Lilibet's birthday. She turned two, and she did get a call, a video call from her grandpa. Would you like this family to just make up 90%? It's an easy answer, isn't it? Yes. This is the start. It starts with a phone call, a text. And remember that. If there's somebody you're not speaking to, Donnie, and I know you hold a grudge, so you fall out with people. If there's somebody you're not speaking to, I can think of five of them right now. Why don't you send a little text? I know. Come on. Come on.
Do you think you wore the crown in the video? Do you think Lilibet was like, who's this old man in a crown?
Who's this man with a big hat on his head? What's that diamond on his head? He looks ridiculous. I know. It's like the Mad Hatters at my tea party.
It's just ridiculous.
Ridiculous old man with a crown on his head. Who are you? Where's SpongeBob SquarePants? She has no idea. I would have videoed it too, though, because I would have kept it. Because that's history. And then I would give it to Oprah for a new special. Now you know it's going to end up on their new Netflix
special.
Which is
18, you sell it.
You sell it all. Save it all. Sell it. Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rom or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie, let's do our nicest of the day.
The nicest of the day is Sherry Shepherd. Because she's apologizing, actually, for pressuring recovering alcoholic Elizabeth Vargas to drink. So Sherry went on to say that she had basically tried to get Elizabeth Vargas to get drunk on her talk show.
She did.
She goes, I'm going to take you to the bar. We're going to drink. We're going to have a drink. But, awkward, Vargas has been sober since 2014.
Oh, gosh.
That's a little weird. You know what I'm saying? But Sherry's now coming saying she's apologizing because here's the thing. I doubt Sherry A knew.
She didn't
know. Or if she did know, she didn't think about it in the time.
Yeah, she forgot.
I have friends that are sober, and I will still to this day, when we're out and about, go, what do you want to drink? And they're like, I'm sober. You forget.
You do forget. I do it with my vegetarian friends because I always want to go to a steakhouse. I know it's rude. I'm on Elizabeth Vargas's show tonight. Talking about Harry. I know, 6 o'clock. I love her. Now, often after a show, I will always say to the producers or the host, let's get a drink, not to Elizabeth.
You won't say it.
Won't say it. Thanks to Sherry. The reason she's the nicest of the day is we all mess up. We all say things we don't mean.
Drew Barrymore.
Apologise. And Elizabeth has accepted the apology. And I love this too. Sherry didn't just publicly apologise. She called Elizabeth and said, I'm so sorry I did that. And Elizabeth said, it's all fine. Okay, and naughty's the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Shame.
Pete Davidson and Colin Jost have admitted that they were very stoned when they bought the Staten Island ferry. No joke. So he told ET, me and Colin were very stoned a year ago and bought a ferry. Now, that ferry cost them $280,000. And it is funny, but it's a reminder to everybody listening. We don't have $280,000 to spend. Don't make big business decisions or money decisions when you're drunk. I know, I've paid for so many meals of people that I don't really like because I was drunk. I'll pick up the check. And then the next day I'm like, oh, why did I buy her or him dinner? Not you, Donnie, but other people.
Oh, no, I hate it. After the weekend, sometimes I'll look at my, bank statement and I'm like,
what happened? I was robbed. I know. I said, I've been robbed. Someone broke into my account. And then I remember I had dinner with someone I didn't really like. So everybody listening, the reason they're the naughtiest, they can afford to do this, so they'll be fine. We won't. Be careful with your money. Okay, let's end with a moment of rob. It's a very deep one today. You get a rob, you get a rob, you get a rob, you get a rob. Make peace with the mirror and watch your reflection change. Once you make peace with how you look, you will start seeing the way you look slightly different. Be kind to yourself. Look in the mirror and be kind. Make peace with the mirror. Most people brush their teeth every morning. They don't even look in the mirror. Force yourself to look. Get to know your face. I'm ashamed to say a few years ago, I knew what the Kardashians looked like better than I knew what I looked like. Because your eyes go out. They don't go in, do they? So you very, very infrequently see your face. I make an effort, at least twice a day, to look in the mirror. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be, sing it, Donnie.
Nice.
Oh, thank you. I like the new long hair.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.